time to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master. Hi, Will.
Good morning, Lulu.
Will, can you remind us of last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from listener Anthony Gray of Bergen County, New Jersey. I said, write down the name of a country and its largest city, one after the other, and hidden in this string in consecutive letters is another country's capital in six letters. What is it? Well, the country is Pakistan, its largest city is Karachi, and hidden in that string of letters is Ankara, the capital of Turkey.
We received 720 correct responses, and the winner is Charlie Parker of Exton, Pennsylvania. Congratulations!
Thank you.
So, Charlie, I understand this is not the first time Will has said your name on our air. Will, you might recognize our puzzle winner's name from a challenge a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, it was that clever Billy Joel, Billy Idol puzzle challenge from a few weeks ago. That was Charlie's inspiration.
So how'd you figure this one out?
First, I got a site that gave all the countries and their capital cities, cut and pasted it into a notepad file and whittled it down to six-letter capitals, hoping that it would jump out at me. Well, it didn't. So then I had to go back to the web and find a site that listed all the countries and their largest city, and then painstakingly run through those until I found one that worked.
Cool. All right. Well, I think Charlie's ready to play the puzzle. Take it away.
All right, Charlie. Every answer today is a word or phrase in which the only consonants are D and T, repeated as often as necessary. All the other letters are vowels. For example, if I gave you the clue, same here, you would say ditto. Has a D and two T's. Here's number one. We'll start with six-letter answers. Was on a weight loss regimen.
Dieted.
Dieted is right. Number two, surpassed in accomplishment. Six letters.
She blank herself.
Yes.
She outdid?
Outdid. You got it. One T and two D's. A cry of achievement. It's a three-word phrase.
I did it.
I did it. Yeah, I should have saved that for last. All right, now we go with seven-letter answers. And the first one is behaved obsequiously. It's based on a word more commonly heard as a five-letter noun. If you are obsequious to somebody and you do whatever they say, you are there.
Ribbit.
Toad?
Yeah, now put it in the past tense.
Okay. Toadied?
Toadied, yeah, toadied. You got it. Checked the financial records of?
Audited.
Audited is it. Having an uneven number of appendages on the foot.
Odd toad?
Odd toad is it. Now we're going for eight-letter answers, and your first one is insolent manner. Someone who's insolent really has a...
Attitude?
Attitude, is it? Obsolete.
Out of date?
Uh-huh.
No.
Almost got it. That has an F in it.
Outdated,
is it? And your last one's a nine-letter answer. Removed from an article intended for publication.
Something edited or edited out?
Edited out. You got it. Good job.
Good job. How do you feel?
Relieved.
You did really, really well. And for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Charlie, which member station do you listen to?
I've been a member of WHYY in Philadelphia since the 80s.
Charlie Parker of Exton, Pennsylvania. Thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Thank you.
All right, Will, what is next week's challenge?
Yeah, it comes from listener Carrie Fowler of Seattle. Name something you might eat for breakfast in two words. Add a G at the end of the first word. Switch the middle two letters of the second word. Then reverse the order of the two words. And you'll name an old-fashioned activity. What is it? So again, something you might eat for breakfast, two words. Add a G at the end of the first word. Switch the middle two letters of the second word. Reverse the order of the two words. And you'll name an old-fashioned activity. What is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry per person, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, October 14th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. And if you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, and I repeat, many of you have not been picking up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, and his name is Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thanks, Lulu.